what is it that we're actually talking about in terms of cancer-related admissions? Is that talking about multiple admissions for one individual, for example, or is each admission a separate person? And I don't think any of that context is provided in the answer. It could very well be that there has been a spike, but it could also be any one of 100 different reasons why some of those numbers will have changed, which unfortunately you don't get all of that context necessarily from a freedom of information response, which is quite often black and white. You ask this question, we give you the answer to the question that you've asked.
But this FOI aside, we understand services have been affected across the board at in all things healthcare over the last year or so. Yeah. During the pandemic. Is there a particular concern around cancer patients, cancer treatments for you right now?
I think there's a concern that I have that during the height of the pandemic, people were maybe not presenting in hospital because of worries about COVID or because they were in isolation or for a variety of other reasons. And I think that may very well have had a knock-on effect. So if you don't present to see your GP quite early, if you leave it a bit later, you might end up with different or even potentially worse health implications for not doing that. So really my plea for anyone out there who feels that they should maybe go and see a doctor or go and see a pharmacist or go and see a physiotherapist or whoever it is you need to see in terms of treatment. And maybe even it's the wellness hubs and the wellbeing centres that are being set up around the island. You know, my advice would be don't put it off. Actually, go and see those health professionals and get the health advice and the support that you might need. Because otherwise, I think you're right. What you might see then is people delaying things, which then results in further knock-on effects on their own health.